Chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 2. A couple questions I ask before we get started today is, are you thankful? Amen. Are you humble? What? Are you humble? Are you righteous? You know, Israel or the Jews had a mindset that they were entitled. And they were unthankful. They were unrighteous. They were rebellious. But they thought that they had all the blessings of God because they thought entitled. And in our text today in Romans chapter 2, beginning to read verse number 4, the Word of God says this, "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasure up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life, but to them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God." I want to focus your attention this morning to verse number 7. He says, "To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life." The title of this morning's message is Priestly Perception. And what I was thinking, the Word of God says that we're a chosen generation, we're a royal priesthood, we're a holy nation, we're a peculiar people. And as we're looking at this, God wants us to have priestly perception. Recognize this, that the law was outside with the Jews. The law was, they were surrounded, they had to do the law. But in you and I, as children of God, the law is written on our hearts. Amen? So today I want to share three things with you with this thought. Number one, there's a call to persevere, a call to persist, and a call to perfect. Amen? To persevere, to persist, and to perfect. Can we lift our word together to make a declaration here? Repeat after me, say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God's word says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me." Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word, and we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent to this house to do. So, Father, I pray right now, Father God, Spirit of the living God, speak through this vessel today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and done, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We just say, Lord, have your way in our hearts and lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, he talks about in our text today, he spoke to us, them about them who have by patient continuance to persevere. The definition of persevere is to continue in the face of adversity. All right? In other words, so we're continuing in the face of adversity. How many are facing some adversity in your life? Amen? Come on. Come on. We're all facing something. Everybody goes through something. There's not anybody in this room that isn't going through something. Hello? Amen? So what he is saying to us is he will give us the strength to persevere, to continue in the face of adversity. The Word of God says in Job chapter 17, to persevere, to continue, he says in verse number 9, he said, the righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that have clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Look to the one next to you and say, you're getting stronger. God's strength is being made perfect in your weakness. Amen. God has given you the power to continue in the face of adversity. Amen. So we're looking at to persevere. In other words, what the Lord is saying, hang in there. He says in Galatians 6:9, he says, and grow not weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. In other words, that thing that you've been looking for, that thing you've been seeking God for, it's right at the door. Don't give up. Continue in the face of adversity. How many know that the devil doesn't want you to be happy? How many know the devil doesn't want you to be free? Amen. How many know that when you're walking towards and doing what God has called you to do, that the devil is going to try to block you, to try to put a blockade in front of you, to keep you from reaching the call of God that's upon your life? Amen. But he says for you and I to continue, to persevere in the midst of adversity. Amen. He also says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 13, how am I going to continue? How am I going to persevere in the face of adversity? How many know that God's word gives us answers to everything we're asking for? And, you know, he says this, ask and you shall receive. We're good at the asking, but he says also, seek and you shall find. And sometimes, well, I'm seeking the Lord. No. He says, search my word and you'll find the answer to everything you're asking for. God has given us everything we need right here. Amen? So he says for you and I, how do we put this to practice? He says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, verse 13. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be holy for I am holy. Amen? In other words, he's saying to you and I to persevere, amen, in the face of adversity. We got to recognize that his path, we stay on path, he makes us stronger and stronger. Amen? And as we're fighting the battle, he says not to grow weary in well-doing for a due season. You'll get righteous if you don't faint or you don't give up. And he says this, in other words, I got to change my mind and my thinking. He says, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober. Amen? So if I'm sober-minded, when I was a drunk, when I drank a lot before Christ, I didn't think so good. Hello? And he's encouraged us as we're sober-minded, we're gonna persevere. We're going to continue in the face of adversity. You know, there's so many called and anointed men and women of God that turned and ran in the face of adversity because they didn't trust God in the storm. They didn't trust God in the battle. He says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. He will give us strength, okay, in the face of adversity. So He's calling us to persevere. Then He says, well, persist and persevere is kind of almost alike. And secondly, He said to persist. And I said, well, Lord, they're kind of alike. But Webster's defines to persist is to continue in spite of difficulty. Amen? To persevere, we're continuing in the face of adversity. And to persist is continued in spite of difficulty. God did not say it was going to be easy. Hello? You know, so many times people have been confused by people preaching that it's all a rose garden. No. It's a rose garden, but there's thorns on the rose. Hallelujah. And sometimes them thorns prick you and draw blood. Amen? So the Lord's saying to you and I is if we persist, through that. So He says in Hebrews chapter 12. We're talking about to persist in the face of, in spite of the difficulty you're facing. The Word of God says this. He says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Amen. So what He is saying there, we're going to persevere, we're going to continue, amen, in the face of adversity, we're going to persist and continue in spite of the difficulty. How many are going through some difficulty in their lives somewhere right now? Is anybody here? Amen? Let's be real. You know, God wants to minister to our hearts and lives, and just like the Jews, the reason that the Word of God rebuked them is because pride came in and they didn't humble themselves to receive what the God had for them. Amen? And so pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall, according to the Word of God. So He says to you and I in Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 18. He says, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto that perfect day. Amen? In other words, if we're going to say, let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works, and they may give the Father in heaven all the glory, the Bible says, according to this text, Solomon, that our light's getting brighter and brighter. Amen? Now, there's something about a bright light. When you have a dull light, and it's dim and it's not shining very bright, and you're in the midst of darkness and you're going through some trails of adversity, without good light, you're likely to stumble. You're likely to be tripped up, okay? But when you have a brighter light, those obstacles are revealed, and you can step over them. And God has given you the power in His name and by His word to step over the adversary, the adversity. You know, we sing this song, he's under my feet, he's not above it. Amen? In other words, he's only above my feet when I place him there. But what did the Lord even say during praise and worship? The Holy Spirit said, what you exalt will win the battle. If you exalt your problem, if you exalt your sickness, if you exalt your disease is going to win the battle. But when you exalt the name of Jesus that is higher above every name that's named, all of a sudden you can step over it and step past it. Amen? I don't know about you, but I love to keep the devil behind me. Amen? He has no place in front of me, and he has no place in front of you. So how do I do this? Well, 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Apostle Paul is writing to his student Timothy. How many students of the gospel do we have here? How many students of God? You know, he says to you and I that we're to study to show ourselves approved, workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen? Why do I divide the word of the truth? Because he got his word is truth, and we'll know the truth, and it frees us and from the bondage that the adversary is trying to place us. And 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 15. The Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy, he said, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them that thou profit, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. Amen? In other words, what he is saying, he's calling us to continue, to persevere in the face of adversity. He's calling us to persist, to continue in spite of the difficulty we're facing. And then he's called us to perfect. Now, to perfect something is to complete it. Amen? Remember, we always talk about God. He never starts something he doesn't finish, that he's the author and finisher of our faith. The hope we have is eternal life. That's the complete package. Amen? So in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 9, the Apostle Paul was writing to his student Timothy here. He says this. He says, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Amen. So the gospel is the light. Our immortality, we're looking at the complete package. The Apostle Paul said this, and again, he's writing to the church at Rome. Remember, they were unthankful. They were unrighteous, they were unholy. Amen. And he says to us, you and I. He said in verse 20, he says this. He says, for when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants of God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Amen? That's the complete package. Amen? I don't know about you, but I want to make sure I'm in the number. You know, we used to sing that song, when the saints come marching in. Oh, how I want to be in that number when the saints come marching in. Amen? How many want to be in that number? We're in that number when we continue, when we persevere in the face of adversity. We're in that number when we persist in spite of the difficulty. We're in that number when we allow God to perfect that work that he's doing in you and I. Amen? Remember, our sanctification is a process. It takes our entire lifetime. When I'm saying to perfect, I'm not saying anybody's perfect. I'm far from perfect. I just serve a perfect God. And when I speak His word is perfect. So no matter what is unperfect, when God's word goes forth, His word is perfect. It doesn't change. It's perfect. God is God. He spoke it, and it's perfect. So when something's imperfect or something's out of place, I can speak His word and call it back into order according to the word of God. Amen? Amen? In other words, God wants you to understand, if you want to take the dominion and authority over the adversary, you have to recognize how powerful He is, how powerful His word is, and how powerful is the Spirit of God that's in you. Amen? Because if you don't have revelation of who you are in Christ Jesus, the adversary is going to confuse you and he's going to mess your head up. Amen? And he brings all these things. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard up against them. And that standard was raised at the cross of Calvary. Amen? And when we're looking at this, God said, hey man, God's doing a perfect work here. He's doing a perfect work in my life. I want to get into His program. Amen. I know I'm going to face adversity. I'm not a fool. I know I'm going to face adversity. I know I'm going to have some difficulty, but I know I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. I know that I can finish the course that is set before me. Amen. I could do what He said. That's what in Jude verse 21, he says this. He said, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. You know, keep yourself in the love of God. You know, we used to have the WWJD, what would Jesus do? God is love. So in the circumstances and situations when we're facing adversity and we're facing difficulty, how do we respond? What do we say? Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. Amen. We have the power and authority in Jesus' name. In other words, love covers a multitude of sins. Has anybody got on anybody's nerve this week? Hello? Has anybody rubbed you the wrong way this week? Come on, let's be real. Hello? Hello? I bet everybody's been rubbed the wrong way somehow this week, right? God doesn't hold us accountable for them. God holds us accountable for us. And He says, love will cover a multitude of sins. Now, we always want His love to cover the multitude of our sins, but He says, as I do ye in this world. So what He is saying to you and I, if His love covers the multitude of my sins, which I'm really ready for, should I not let my love cover the multitude of sins of others? Amen? And why? Because He's made us strong in His power and might to continue in face of adversity, to persist in spite of the difficulty, to complete or to perfect. To perfect something is to complete it. And you can only do this if you have revelation and understanding that the Lord is able to perform. I love what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 4. You know, he was dealing with this rebellion. Romans 4, 21. He said, in being fully persuaded that what He had promised, He was able also to perform. To perform is to bring to pass. You know, that's why the Apostle Paul would say this. He said, why am I persuaded that neither life, nor death, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature is able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. So what is He saying to us today in closing? He is calling for you and I in 2 Timothy chapter 1. (Clears throat) the Apostle Paul says to his student Timothy. He says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Amen? You know what he is saying to you and I today is simply this. To continue, it calls for us to persevere. In face of whatever you're facing, it calls for us to persist in spite of the difficulty. God never said it was going to be easy. He calls for us to perfect. In other words, to continue. To complete what God's called you to do. So many times people start something, but they never finish. And then they don't understand. They say, "What next, Lord?" And the Lord's waiting for them to finish what they started before. You know, he says he's the author and finisher of our faith. He says that he that's begun a good work in us is faithful to see it through to completion. He is the one that's going to faithfully see us through. But we have to stay trusting in him. The Apostle Paul said this. He said, put it simply like this. He said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." Amen. In other words, today, God isn't condemning anyone. God's love is ministering to every last one of us. He is saying to us, he's going to help you and I to persevere. He's going to help you and I to persist. He's going to help you and I to perfect, because we know that he is able to perform it. I don't know about you, but that encourages me. That lifts my heart up. I don't know. Sometimes you feel like when you're going through something, nobody cares. God sees everything you're going through. He hears every idle word that's spoken. There's nothing that passes and goes by without him noticing. So what God is wanting to say to you and I today is he's got a plan for your life and a purpose. He's given you the Spirit of God to help you. He's our helper. He's our advocate. He's our friend. He's going to help us to persevere, to persist, and to perfect that what he's called us to do. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for sending the word to accomplish what you sent it to this house today to do. Father, if there's any here that are going through a difficult time, I know there's difficulty in the room. I know that many are facing adversities. So, Father, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you meet each and every one of us right where we're at. Can we all just stand and can we lift our hands to heaven? How many, come on, you know, all of us are going through something. Some are going through things a lot greater than others. This young lady's mother passed away in a fire this week. How hard is death? But how hard is it when somebody dies in a fire? Love and a compassion should flow to the woman in her heart. In other words, God cares about everyone. And in the face of this adversity, in the face of this difficulty, God says that he'll always be with her. He said, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." But there's a time for mourning. And we're not trying to drag her out of her mourning. We're entering her mourning with her. The Bible says when one suffer, we all suffer. So we're entering this. I feel her heart. I feel her pain. And you may be facing difficulty or an adversity. But God wants you to know, he said, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." The comfort that she will receive right now is not only from the Holy Spirit, but as the comfort of someone just hugging her and telling her they love her. You don't have the answers. Don't try to fix it. God's the author and finisher. He's the fixer. Amen. And whatever you're going through, God says today, this is the day. He wants to break some things away. He wants to bring victory in different levels, and we just need to allow him to. So can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for every man and woman in this room today and every child, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for your power that's within them. And in the face of adversity, in the face of difficulty, Father God, we need your help. We cry out to you today, Lord. Help. Help. Help me, Lord. I need you, Father God. I need you in this storm. I need you in this circumstance. I need you in this situation. I recognize your word, that your word says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through you. I need your power. I need your help. Help me, Lord. Holy Spirit, we're calling on the helper today. You see each and every one, what they're facing and what they're going through. So, Father, I pray for help. Help. Can you just say help? Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Lord, I need you more today than I did yesterday. I need your strength. I need your power. I need your joy. I need your peace. I need them to flow through me, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you're our encourager. You're the glory and the lifter of our head, the lifter of our spirit, the lifter of our countenance, Father God. So, Father God, with revelation and understanding, your word declares the battle does not belong to us. It belongs to the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So I thank you, Father God, whether it's in my physical health, my mental health, my emotional health, my health, whatever it is, Father God, you're my very present help in time of need. So, Father, I thank you and give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.